Good evening, and welcome to the St. John Christmas Eve worship service. Christmas, the celebration of the birth of Christ, is also a time to celebrate the community of St. John. As part of that celebration, I'd like to take just a moment before the service begins, before the service starts to, as our tradition, put the pastor on the spot. So, Pastor Matt, would you stand up here, please? Pastor Matt's dedication to the well-being of St. John is evident by the tireless energy he brings to the day-to-day running of the church and to the care he provides us as a congregation. We're all the better as individuals and as a church family because of his devotion. So, Pastor Matt, the congregation would like to present you with this Christmas gift, given in grateful thanks for all you do for St. John. We wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a peaceful and healthy new year.
Thank you all very much.
And we'll now begin our service.
Thank you.
Please all join me as we read our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us.
A child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Thank you.
In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem. Because he was descended from the house and family of David, he went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them at the inn.
Region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those who he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I might also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
Thank you.
Please rise.
Silent night, holy night, holy night.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we have journeyed many days to reach this time and place. Our lives are no more and no less complicated than the lives of those to whom the angels first appeared. So just as the shepherds in the field, in a world filled with confusion and loss, we turn to you for renewed hope. While we are in constant distraction from the task that you set before us, just as you led the wise men in a world filled with strife and unrest, we turn to you for an everlasting peace. While we are but simple beings, unworthy of all your blessings, just as you chose the humble Mary and Joseph for your plan, in a world filled with loneliness and despair, we turn to you for abundant joy. Although we continue to stumble in our attempts to love one another as you commanded, just as when you first became flesh, in a world filled with separation and pain, we turn to you for unconditional love. Fill us, gracious God, with all of these anticipated gifts. Guide us into the night so that when we wake tomorrow morn, we will embrace the good news. The Christ child is born. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Amen.